Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fuyin English class. Today we are going to learn 106. Now let's review what we've learned last time. Now listen.
Where's Sandra, Bob? I want her. Do you want to speak to her?
Yes, I do. I want her to come to my office. Tell her to come at once.
Did you want to see me?
Ah, yes, Sandra. How do you spell intelligent? Can you tell me?
I-N-T-E-L-L-I-G-E-N-T.
That's right. You've typed it with only one L.This letter's full of mistakes. I want you to type it again.
Yes, I'll do that. I'm sorry about that.
And here's a little present for you.
What is it?
It's a dictionary. I hope it'll help you.
Just now we have reviewed what we learned last time.And now let's read the sentences together. First one, do you want to speak to her? I want her to come to my office. Tell her to come at once. Did you want to see me? I want to type it again. 从这几句话中我们可以看出以上这些都是 to加上了动词原形，这种结构在英文中就叫做动词的不定式。好，那我们今天就来学习动词不定式的用法。刚才我们看到了动词不定式的构成是由动词加 to do 句型构成的。那么不定式是一种非谓语动词的形式，它不能单独做谓语，所以没有人称和数的变化。其实动词的不定式主要有两种形式，第一种带 to 的不定式，其中 to 不是介词，而是动词不定式的负号，我们可以称它为小品词。第二，不带 to 的不定式，其后要求动词必须是原形。好，常用的有哪些呢？我们分开来看。常用的带 to 的不定式动词有Want somebody to do something, tell somebody to do something, ask somebody to do something, warn somebody to do something. 那么不带 to 的不定式常用的有哪些呢？ Let somebody do something, make somebody do something, have somebody do something. 我们下面来看一组练习。第一，Ask somebody to do something. Tell somebody to do something. Help somebody to do something. Hope somebody to do something. Want somebody to do something. Would like somebody to do something. 在这些短语中，我们请使用它们来翻译下面的句型。第一，我希望你能通过数学考试。I hope you to pass in math.我想让你来帮助我。I want you to help me. 老师要求我们打扫办公室。Teachers ask us to clean the office. 你想和我一起去看电影吗？ Would you like to go to the cinema with me? 这些都是带 to 的动词不定式。那我们来看一些不带 to 的动词不定式有哪些呢？ Feel somebody to do something. Hear somebody to do something. Listen somebody to do something. Make somebody, have somebody, let somebody do something. See somebody do something. Watch somebody do something. Notice somebody do something. 和 look somebody do something.其中有一个 help somebody 可以是 to do something, 也可以是 do something. 那这样子我们有一个口诀可以把这十个词记牢了。第一感觉 feel somebody do something, 第一感觉，所以 feel 借助了它的感，第一感觉一个。然后两只耳朵听 ，hear somebody do something，listen somebody do something。两只耳朵听，两个跟听有关的动词。再三谦让，三个跟让有关系的词 ，make somebody do something，have somebody do something，let somebody do something。四，环顾四周的看，四个跟看有关系的动词 ，watch、look、notice、see， 都是跟不带 to 的不定式。我们来做一组练习，让我们走吧。Let's go. That means let us go. 老师让我们打扫办公室。Teachers let us clean the office.大男孩把那个小男孩弄哭了。The big boy made the little boy cry. 我听见他在教室唱歌。I heard him singing in the classroom. Or also we can say, I heard him sing in the classroom. 其中从这个例句我们可以看出 ,hear somebody do something 是强调完整的全过程。而 hear somebody doing something 只是某件事情的片段而已。同样的道理还有 see somebody do something, 看到了全过程。see somebody doing something, 只看到做这件事情的片段。好，下面我们来翻译一些句子。第一，妈妈叫我不要关门。My mother told me not to close the door. 告诉 Tom 不要开车开得太快。Tell Tom not to drive too fast. 好，从这两个例句我们可以看出，不定式的否定形式要在 to 的前面加上 not。好，下面我们来做三个练习。第一 ，He asked me to come here early. 第二 ，Please tell him not to draw on the wall.第三 ，He wanted to have a cup of coffee. 所以我们要注意的是，带 to 的不定式和不带 to 的不定式，它们的否定形式要在 to 前面加 not。好，下面有一组练习。首先，让我们来看106课的词汇。第一个 ，carry。I never carry a large sum of money with me. 我从不在身上带巨额的现金。Carry on, 继续做某事。For example, carry on with your work. 第二 ,correct, 纠正。Please correct me if I'm wrong. This pair of glasses will correct your eyesight problem. 这副眼镜能够矫正你的视力。好，现在让我们打开书。Now let's turn to page 106. I want you or him to do something. Now let's listen.
Lesson 106. Repetition drill. Look at lesson 106. Look and listen. Do not speak. Look at picture K. Why is the lady pointing at the suitcase?
Because she wants him to carry it.
Look at picture R. Why is he giving her his photograph?
Because he wants her to keep it.
Look at picture V. Why is she saying goodbye to them?
Because she doesn't want them to miss it.
Look at picture Z. Why is she taking the knife from him?
Because she doesn't want him to cut himself.
Now you answer the questions. Ready? Look at picture K. Why is the lady pointing at the suitcase?
Because she wants him to carry it.
Look at picture R. Why is he giving her his photograph?
Because he wants her to keep it.
Look at picture V. Why is she saying goodbye to them?
Because she doesn't want them to miss it.
Look at picture Fred. Why is she taking the knife from him?
Because she doesn't want him to cut himself.
Look at picture O. Why is the policeman talking to the man and the woman?
Because he wants them to move it.
Look at picture Y. Why is the woman telling the girl to be careful?
Because she doesn't want her to lose it.
Look at picture M. Why is he putting a record on?
Because he wants them to listen to it.
Look at picture F. Why is she talking to the little boy?
Because she doesn't want him to hurt himself.
Look at picture N. Why is the attendant talking to the man?
Because he wants him to describe it.
Look at picture X. Why is the man showing his new car to his wife?
Because he doesn't want her to drive it.
Lesson 106. 什么可以做，什么不可以？关于什么可以做，什么不可以？最出名的故事可能就是圣经里上帝不要亚当吃禁果的故事了。首先，人们可能最纠结的问题是，上帝为什么要创造禁果？如果没有禁果，亚当就不能犯罪，那么这世界该是多美好啊！其实，在这个问题的背后，我们想最实质的问上帝是，为什么要我们犯罪，让我们受罪、受苦、受难呢？于是，许多人猜想，在天堂里，我们就不会犯罪了。他们忘了，天使正在天堂里犯的罪，而堕落成为了魔鬼长的。不只是一个天使，而是三分之一的天使都跟随了魔头，成为了帮凶魔鬼。这样看来，无论在天上还是地上，上帝都给了我们天使和许多自由。其实，思想自由、言论自由是创新的条件。而成功本身也是许多失败的结果，所以如果没有自由，这个世界就不会如此的美好。一方面，自由证明了上帝的爱和容忍，另一方面也证明了上帝纠错的能力。上帝在耶稣基督的十字架上刑罚了罪恶，同时为我们承受了罪的惩罚。上帝借着耶稣基督的死而复活，战胜了罪恶和死亡，所以上帝允许犯罪，并不惧怕罪恶。虽然上帝有能力战胜罪恶，并允许我们犯罪，但是上帝没有容忍犯罪以至于视而不见。上帝给我们犯罪的能力和自由，但是我们并没有犯罪的自由，可以任意犯罪而不受刑罚，不被制止。主啊，求在耶稣基督里也赐福于我战胜魔鬼和罪恶的引诱，使我活在基督的圣洁里容易圣人，而不是在最终浪费光阴。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。